JEA management purposely misled its board of directors leading up to the now-aborted attempt to sell the public utility, witnesses told a Jacksonville City Council committee today. Graphs and PowerPoint presentations were allegedly changed to make the utility look worse off than it was. The scope of the graphs was altered to make downward trends look more drastic, according to attorney Nelson Mullins. More than that, when now-ousted CEO Aaron Zahn talked about an 8% sales drop, he didn't mention that half the loss was a single contract with Nassau County in 2017. At the same time, Mullins says retail sales were improving since 2012.
What we're looking at here is somewhat manipulated data in that it handpicks two specific years. It doesn't evaluate trends over time.
JEA Director of Employee Services Patricia Malis told the committee she didn't know about employee bonuses Zahn pushed for until after the board approved them. Committee Chair Rory Diamond found the testimony illuminating.
This analysis shows that this was an attempt, and maybe the biggest attempt, to swindle the people of Jacksonville based on the biggest lie ever told in our city's history. And I find it absolutely disgusting.
The committee will meet again next month. Sky LeBron, 89.9 WJCT News.